Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome into our studio a return guest. Hasn't been here for a while, but he has been here. John Pellegrino, the Artistic Director of Music on the Hill. Welcome back, John. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Mike. Nice to be here again.
Nice to see you in person. A lot of our Conducting Conversation shows had to be Zooming over the past year, but now we're getting a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. You and I are both vaccinated, but we're still separated, but feeling a little bit safer than normal, right?
Definitely, definitely. Good to be in a studio and with a...
And it's good to be talking about Music on the Hill returning. And getting, although not exactly the way it always was, but true, everything is a little bit different. But the fact that you have some plans, that's a good thing. And before we get to the plans about Music on the Hill coming and where they're going to be, let's find out a little bit about you. I know that you grew up in Rhode Island, correct?
I did. I grew up in Warwick, the Greenwood section of Warwick.
Oh, you were one of those.
I was.
See, I was a Pilgrim guy.
Oh.
And no, you were on the other side
of
the track.
Yeah, that's exactly true. I could hear those tracks every night, too, that would rattle the windows in our house.
Probably near the Greenwood Inn, right?
Yes, very close.
Well, there you go. All right. So the Greenwood section of Warwick, and that was about 5 or 6 years ago, but a little while back, not that long ago.
60s and 70s, yeah.
Well, there you go. All right. And Music on the Hill started when?
Well, the version that most people know started in 2008, and the version that most people know is the Chamber Music Festival that occurs every spring, albeit not last spring. The organization was founded originally in the 1970s at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in East Greenwich, and they were a presenter of concerts. They found themselves almost forced into having a recital series because of the gas shortage. People were having trouble buying gasoline and driving to Boston, Hartford, New York, even Providence.
Right.
And they decided, hey, let's have a recital series at our church.
And that church was on the hill.
It was.
Right?
It still is on that hill.
But, but that's where the name came from.
Exactly.
A lot of people think in Rhode Island, they hear the hill must be, over there on Owls Avenue.
Not that one.
Not that hill. All right. And not Smith Hill.
Not Smith
not
Hill.
Not College Hill.
Not College Hill.
Right. We got all those straightened out.
It is quite a hill, actually. If you're on Main Street in East Greenwich and you walk up to St. Luke's on Pier Street, it's straight up.
Yeah.
It's quite a hill.
It's a good hill, a good sized hill.
Yeah.
So when you grew up in the Greenwood section, you started your interest in music because of relatives, more or less? Is that
pretty
safe to say?
That's a very safe guess, yes. Both my mom and dad were performing musicians as well as educators, and my aunt, Carol, same. So I had a voice teacher and piano teacher in the house, a trumpet teacher in the house, a violinist who would come and teach me cello lessons. And so I started as a cellist as a young kid, and graduated to the bass in high school in 10th grade, and I've been a bassist for my entire professional career.
See, I definitely didn't want to do that because all I have to carry is a pitch pipe. And you even need a special car sometimes, right?
I do. Well, I have to drive everywhere to get to bring the bass with me. Yeah.
So that's a lot of work.
It is work. You get used to it.
You should have gone for the flute.
I've got a response that I can't put on the air for that one.
Okay. All right. So bass through, when you said a bit later, was that college or after that?
Well, I started the bass in 10th grade
in
late high school and performed in the Rhode Island Philharmonic Youth Orchestra and the Rhode Island College Orchestra. I was an apprentice in the Rhode Island Philharmonic, was played in all state orchestras and all Eastern orchestra. So I really dove in on the bass and then ended up going to Manhattan School of Music for my undergrad and Juilliard for my master's and summer festivals throughout the country, but mostly Aspen for 4 summers. And my first job after all my education was in the New Orleans Symphony Orchestra. And it ended up being a short stay, maybe about three months. From there, I performed in the Sarasota Music Festival and then taught at the Kinhaven Music Festival in Vermont. Then I was informed there was an opening in the Columbus Symphony, and I auditioned for the Columbus Symphony. This was, now we're talking the end of the summer of 1989, mm-hmm. and I've been in Columbus since 1989. That's been home.
Wow, so long tenure there.
Yes, right. I'm currently assistant principal in the Columbus Symphony, and I'm also principal bass in the Pro Musica Chamber Orchestra, which is a chamber orchestra in Columbus.
Okay, so Juilliard, I drove by that one time. That's about as close as
you
I
saw
got.
It.
And then, let's see, New Orleans, I did perform in the Superdome.
Oh, cool.
And then in Sarasota, Van Wezel, was that where you were?
Yes, exactly.
There you go. All right, we got all our theaters straightened out. Well, the Music on the Hill series this year is going to be a little bit different. The first event is going to be May 30th, right?
Correct.
So coming up in a couple weeks. And tell us what that's going to be.
This will be a socially distant, safe, outdoor brass quintet concert on the grounds of Clouds Hill Museum, which is located on Post Road in Warwick. Beautiful setting, plenty of room to spread out. You can bring a lawn chair, you could bring a blanket. It'll be, this concert, like all our concerts, will be 1 hour or less. We're going to go no intermissions, just to keep everyone from mingling around the bathrooms.
Right. Well, you have to consider those things.
We do, and we did. Yep. We had long talks all year long in the planning of returning after having not had a festival last year due to the pandemic. So this was important for us to return this year and to try to do it safely for the performers and the audience. So the Narragansett Brass Quintet will be performing a wide array of really cool music, from early French Renaissance music through Italian Baroque music and to some more romantic Russian and English brass pieces, and then finally ending with a Leonard Bernstein West Side Story selection. So really a wide range and something
for everyone.
Literally something for everyone at that concert.
All right, let's get a little music in our program right now. What are we going to start with here?
We're going to hear Joseph Foley, who is the principal trumpet of the Narragansett Brass Quintet, performing a work called Night Songs, which is from an album that he recorded with Bonnie Anderson called Night Songs. I'd like to mention that Bonnie is a pianist who will be performing Music on the Hill this year, September 1st and September 3rd. And the instrument you're going to be listening to is a flugelhorn, although he's a trumpet player. Trumpeters play a number of instruments, including flugelhorn. This is Night Songs.
All right. We'll give that a listen, then take a short break after that and be back with more of Music on the Hill.
Thank you.
Music on the Hill is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with John Pellegrino, the artistic director of the Music on the Hill series. And if you'd like information about Music on the Hill, go to the website. It's real hard to remember, musiconthehillri.org. What a deal. musiconthehillri.org. And the festival is going to be starting on May 30th. We talked a little bit about that. But since it's an outdoor concert, John, it might be having a problem with the weather. So you have plans for that too, right?
We do. We do. We have multiple plans. Our first backup rain date is the following day, Memorial Day Monday, same time as Sunday's concert, 3 o'clock. So if you're planning to come on the 30th and it's pouring or snowing, we're going to shoot for the 31st out at Clouds Hill on the lawn, 3 mm-hmm. o'clock. But if the 31st is snowing or raining or pouring, we have an indoor site, which is St. Luke's in the sanctuary at St. Luke's, which is on 99 Pierce Street in East Greenwich and very close to Clouds Hill, just south on Route 1.
A couple minutes away.
So we hope that you'll want to come out to hear the concert outdoors. We hope to have it outdoors on the 30th or the 31st at 3 o'clock. But if we need to be indoors, it'll be at St. Luke's.
Are reservations necessary?
They're encouraged. Okay. And thank you for mentioning the website, because that's where you can find all the information about tickets. We also have a Facebook presence, and that address is Music on the Hill. But we're allowing people to show up and pay at the door as well this year. We're trying to be careful with the social distancing,
right?
But so we encourage you to order a ticket online.
And like all performances, this is nothing new. That the price that people pay does not necessarily cover the cost, obviously, of the festival. So
no, it doesn't.
So that's nothing new. So if you have the ability and you're so inclined and you'd like to go to the website, I'm sure there's a place they can make a donation.
There is. There's a very welcoming link to supporting the festival, yes.
And that's something we all need to do, is take a little time to support all of the arts. And this is a great example of that, something that's been running for a long time. Now, the festival is doing something a little bit different this year. What do silent movies have to do with Music on the Hill?
Yeah, we're very excited to produce this concert. The audience will be in the safety of their homes, getting online to, if you buy a ticket, to watch this Zoom concert, which will be four different silent movies. The Great Train Robbery, which was filmed in 1903, The Violin Maker of Cremona, a 1909 production, Tango Tangles from 1914, and Out West from 1918. Husband and wife Rita Porfiris and Anton Miller are performing live the soundtrack while these four movies are being shown. And I will be part host for this Zoom concert. This is on June 2nd at 7:30, streaming live. Some of the artists featured acting are Charlie Chaplin, Mary Pickford, Buster Keaton, and Fatty Arbuckle.
What a deal.
I love saying Fatty Arbuckle.
There you go. You can't say that much anymore.
And what's really cool about this concert is the music that is accompanying the film. Back in the day, when you would go to a theater to watch a silent movie, the keyboard player in the theater had some sort of a set book, they were called, a compilation. So they had music that sounds for chaos or fear or solitude or fire, you know.
A lot of times it was up to them to put it in the right place. It wasn't a script as such, as I recall.
Exactly.
They had to know what they were doing.
They had to know what they were doing. But what we're going to experience with this concert is music by Aaron Copland and Irving Berlin and Chopin. And the cool connection about all of this is this music was found at Clouds Hill. Clouds Hill is the site, that, as we talked about, of the first outdoor concert. It's also a place that has extended themselves to house Music on the Hill musicians over the years. And Anton Miller and Rita Porfiris, the duo that is performing this movie night concert, have stayed there for years, and were going through the music library and found all this really cool music, and they orchestrated it for themselves to perform on this movie night.
Wow, concert. That's very cool. All right, well, we're going to hear three pieces, right? One right after the other that will go along with that?
Well, three short duos by Robert Fuchs that Anton Miller and Rita Porfiris are performing. The music you're going to hear today is not a part of the silent movie, but it's a taste.
It gets us in the mood.
It gets a taste of the Miller Porfiris duo, yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Great music. Sounds like it's going to be very exciting. John, we're running a little bit long, so I'm going to ask you to get to this next piece of music and explain it to us.
Sure. Mary Phillips is performing on this next work by the composer named Jake Heggie. It's called Starry Night, and it's one of the songs from Starry Night. She will be performing Music on the Hill in Westerly, Rhode Island on September 1st, performing the Brahms contralto songs with obbligato.
Down at Dunn's Corners?
At Dunn's Corners, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once again, if you'd like information on where these are, because it does get a little bit, you know, a little bit confusing. We're jumping around a little bit from one date to another. So go to musiconthehillri.org. Get all the information and where everything is going to be. We'll play this, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of John Pellegrino and Music on the Hill. Pellegrino, the director of the Music on the Hill series, the artistic director, and is our special guest tonight on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we've been talking about the series in a new shape and form, as lots of things are during our pandemic season that we're just starting to come out of, and Music on the Hill is no exception. They've decided to do some things, some outdoor concerts to be safe, some Zooming things. We talked about concerts on May 30th and then silent movies on June 2nd.
Yes.
But there's a lot more coming for this summer, so tell us about that, John.
There is. again to try to keep everyone safe with when the planning for the festival was occurring. Of course, it's months and months and months ago. We were hoping that by the end of August, early September, everyone would be vaccinated and we would safely be able to return indoors, which is traditionally how most of our concerts have been presented. And so we plan for that, and our fingers are crossed that that will still occur. So we have a Sunday afternoon concert on August 29th at St. Luke's in East Greenwich, an all Bach program, some CPE Bach, but mostly JS Bach. And on the following day, the 30th of August at 7 p.m., we have a concert of violin concertos and featuring Evan Price. Evan Price, many may know from Music on the Hill or from one of his prior quartet jobs, the Turtle Island String Quartet. Evan's an amazing jazz musician and classical musician. And he wrote a concerto that we will be performing that night at Immaculate Conception Church in Cranston. He will also be performing Mozart's third violin concerto. So if you love the violin and you want to hear two concertos in one night without intermission, come to Cranston, Immaculate Conception Church on August 30th at 7 o'clock.
And that no intermission is part of the plan, right, of to keep people from mingling during intermission.
Exactly.
So it's safer that way.
It's safer that way.
Excellent.
All the concerts that I've been playing this past year in Columbus, Ohio, have been conducted the same way. It's the protocol right now. On September 1st, we're going to hear Mary Philipps perform the Brahms, which we mentioned earlier, along with Joseph Kalickstein performing a Beethoven piano concerto, another concerto. If you're a fan of the concerto, this is your summer. So that's September 1st in Westerly at Dunn's Corners Community Church. He'll be performing the fourth concerto with string quintet accompaniment on that program. The final indoor program for the 21 festival will be back at St. Luke's in East Greenwich, and will also feature Evan Price. He has rearranged a Bach partita for violin and jazz bass. I will not be playing jazz bass, but we have a fantastic jazz bass player coming, Greg August, who will be joining Evan Price. And on that concert, there will also be some really cool pieces by Debussy and Ravel, and three short bass duets that Greg and I will play together by a living composer named Dave Anderson. So that'll be a really fun and cool concert.
What an amazing program that you've put together. As usual, there's lots of different things and something for everyone, as we said earlier. If you'd like information about Music on the Hill, go to the website, musiconthehillri.org. So musiconthehillri.org, you can get tickets there, you can make a donation, you can make reservations, you can do all kinds of things and find out. You can even see John's picture.
Yes.
And if you'd like, print that out, bring it to him, and he'll autograph it for you. So for a slight fee, I'm sure, right? You have an autograph fee, I'm presuming.
Let me talk to my agent about that.
All right, we'll get the agent involved. All right, well, we have one piece of music left, and before we listen to that and I have you explain it, I just want to thank you for coming in, John. It's great to see you again, and I'm glad that Music on the Hill is alive and progressing. So tell us about this last piece.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me back and bringing all this information to your audience. Just before the last piece, I do want to mention that all students are able to attend Music on the Hill concerts for no fee.
Really?
So yeah, if you're in college, bring your ID, but if you're high school or younger, just come.
You can tell.
Just show up with right. yourself or friends. We really want to encourage the next generation, and in so doing, we want to make the concerts completely accessible. So
excellent.
The last piece we'll hear today is probably some of the six bagatelles from Beethoven's.
We'll listen to as many as
yeah,
we can.
As many as we can. Featuring Joseph Kalickstein, who owns a home in Rhode Island and has been a part of Music on the Hill Festival for a number of years. And I thought it'd be nice to tie in these bagatelles, which he performed at Rhode Island College years ago, to the Beethoven Fourth Piano Concerto that he will be performing in Westerly on September 1st.
Excellent. Thanks again, John. And the rest of you, will see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.